One of the most influential historians, educators, and thinkers of the 20th century has died. Jacques Barzin seemed to have a limitless capacity to understand and translate complex ideas about the evolution of Western culture, what it means to be free, even the value of American baseball. He did it in numerous books and magazine articles and at Columbia University, where he worked for half a century. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Barzin died last night, a month shy of his 105th birthday.
In an interview 12 years ago on this program, Jacques Barzin said he believed history is driven by emancipation.
It is getting rid of whatever constraint at the moment seems intolerable, that of class, government, and now it seems to be against clothing.
If that smacks of a kind of intellectual get-off-my-lawnism, well, Barzin was a thinker of uncompromisingly high standards and some degree of sarcasm. He was born in Paris, the son of a diplomat. French universities had been decimated by World War I, so he attended Columbia in New York. The summer after graduating, he was teaching there. He helped design its Great Books program, but lamented that his approach is disappearing from universities.
School today, if it achieves anything at all, aims at socialization rather than intellectual span and grasp.
Barzin's own intellectual pursuits ran from editing Ellery Queen mysteries to championing the work of composer Hector Berlioz. Jacques Barzin also wrote about baseball. Maybe his most famous quote is inscribed on the walls of that sport's Hall of Fame. Whoever wants to know the heart and soul of America had better learn baseball. Barzin's friend, Professor Henry Graff, says his colleague had no problem reconciling his many interests.
Jacques was the Babe Ruth of Romanticism.
Graff says Barzin fervently believed that culture and ideas should be part of everyone's experience. To that end, Barzin co-founded a book club to make literature and philosophy widely available. He wrote for Time magazine and for the Saturday Evening Post.
He saw the great value in reaching a larger public than just his friends. He read everything, and I don't know anybody who had such a Renaissance mind. A mind that I don't think I will ever encounter anywhere again.
At the age of 94, Barzin wrote a survey of Western culture currently, he argued, in decline.
It sounds alarming, but it isn't. It's simply the clearing of the ground for the bases being laid of a new culture.
A new culture less dependent on its European roots in the 1500s, when more global and complex. It's a shame that Jacques Barzin will not be around to critique it. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR News.